everyone. It's Studio 1024, Memorial University's podcast for the week of February the 22nd to the 29th. We're glad you're taking time out of your busy schedule for us. My name is Megan Whalen, and I'm joined in the studio each week by Jeff Green.
Hey, Megan, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. This week on our program, Cruel Classrooms, a new study by Amon Prof reveals some serious concerns for teachers. You'll learn more.
Movie lovers rejoice. Munn has just approved a new minor for film studies. You'll get a sneak preview.
She's conquered Canadian TV, films, and stage. Now Mary Walsh is headed to a classroom near you. We'll tell you more.
Plus, students are getting ready to mark an X. Munn Soo elections are set for next month.
And get ready to fill out your day planner. We've got lots on the go on our campuses in the next 7 days. We'll give you the lowdown of what's on the go. All that, plus a whole lot more. To get this week's show underway, let's head back on over to Megan for our lead story.
Thanks, Jeff. It's no secret that global warming is one of today's big issues. In fact, in a recent national poll, Canadians named it the number one problem facing today's world. Dr. John Jacobs of Memorial University's Geography Department is tackling the issue head-on. He's co-chairing an inaugural conference that will examine the issue of climate change as it relates to the land and sea resources of Labrador. Dr. Jacobs hopes to see a variety of community members at the conference entitled Climate Change and Renewable Resources in Labrador, looking towards 2050. The three-day conference will feature speakers from a variety of backgrounds and will incorporate both public and scientific sessions. The conference will take place March 11th to 13th in the Labrador Interpretation Center and Community Hall in Northwest River, Labrador. For further information or to register, please contact lhrg@mun.ca.
Bullying in classrooms is commonly debated in the media. However, what most don't realize is that teachers are bullied as much as students. Dr. Linda Younghusband is an associate professor in student affairs and services here at Memorial. She has just completed a province-wide survey confirming that violence against teachers is a serious issue in classrooms from the East Coast to the West Coast. Simon Fraser University validated the survey in 1999. The results in Newfoundland and Labrador reveal that 72% of teachers had received personal insults. Over 34% were victims of attempted physical abuse, with 8% of those cases involving a weapon. Dr. Younghusband explained that one of the main stressors for teachers is the behavior of some students, because they are afraid of the potentially violent nature of some children in the classroom.
They're walking on eggshells a lot of the time, they tell me. It's stressful for them to walk into that classroom where there are two or three students who are aggressive and can be violent, but who are verbally abusive.
Dr. Younghusband also revealed that anything from kicking, hitting, biting, scratching, punching, or using objects such as hockey sticks or pens are examples of the retaliation that occurs in some classrooms. And it's not only students who contribute to the abuse.
Parents act the same in many instances with these students. If a teacher does report it, he's not necessarily going to get support from the parents, though that adds another layer to it. And then there's another layer added because the school administrators don't have a whole lot of power about what they can do.
And for more information on Dr. Younghusband's survey, check out today.mun.ca.
There was some big news this past week for researchers looking to delve into Memorial's archives. A new free interactive website was launched on Monday, February 18th. It's called the Digital Archives Initiative. It puts more than 80,000 digital objects, ranging from audio and video files to historic maps and rare books, at the fingertips of anybody around the world. The site marks the beginning of a long-term effort at Memorial to digitize the learning and research-based cultural resources in various units and departments. The site is important because the consultation of original documents can cause damage, especially if items are already in a fragile state. Slavko Manolovich is an Associate University Librarian of Information Technology at Memorial and the chair of the Digital Archives Advisory Board. He said the new site is vital to preserving Memorial's unique archival items.
It's as important as you losing all your family's photographs in a fire. Once they're gone, that's it. You can't get them back. And there's a lot of history. If we don't preserve it now, it's just like global warming. You know, you got to do something now or else by the time you start, it's over. So we're preserving for the next generation all the material that's at our disposal. And if something happens to it, we'll have a facsimile available for generations to come.
And you can check out the website for yourself online at collections.mon.ca. Meantime, for more on this story, check out the latest issue of the Gazette or visit today.mon.ca.
Undergraduate students on the St. John's campus will be heading to the polls soon. The Mun Sioux general election is set for March the 11th and the 12th. There are 5 top executive positions up for grabs: executive directors of external affairs, advocacy, campaigns, finance and services, and student life. Faculty and school reps from around the university will also be elected, as well as constituency reps and 5 director-at-large posts. Students interested in running for the union must be at least part-time undergraduate students and in clear academic standing. For specific ward representatives, the nominee must be a registered member in that ward. Details on each can be found online at munsu.ca or by dropping into the Munsu General Office located in UC 2000 or by emailing cro@munsu.ca. Nomination packages will be available from February the 25th to the 29th. All forms must be submitted by 12 noon on February the 29th.
There's some good news for Mun students looking to add further depth to their field of study. A new film studies minor is now a reality. The proposal was passed at Senate on February 12th. It will be available to students in the 2008-2009 academic year. The film studies minor gathers the existing film-based courses currently taught in a variety of departments within the Faculty of Arts in areas such as English, French and Spanish, German and Russian, history, philosophy, sociology, and religious studies. The consolidation of these courses is designed to help students appreciate the larger framework in which film is practiced and to encourage a more comprehensive and meaningful understanding of the subject. The film studies minor will contribute to existing collaborative relationships between the Faculty of Arts and Newfoundland's growing film industry by giving students the critical reading and writing skills necessary to understand film and related media in all its manifestations, from entertainment to industry and everything in between. For further information on the film studies minor, interested students are asked to contact the Dean of Arts office.
Well, that film studies minor isn't the only new program on the books for Memorial. Award-winning actress, director, and writer Mary Walsh, who's also an honorary degree recipient for Memorial, is heading across the pond and inside a classroom for her next venture. She'll make her teaching debut at Memorial's Harlow campus with her husband, English professor Don Nicol. He's offering a unique Literary London program in the spring semester at Harlow. Ms. Walsh will teach 2 special topics courses: Introduction to Creative Writing, Satire, and British Drama in Performance. In the first course, students will write satirical sketches based on their Harlow experience and engage in collaborative projects. For British Drama in Performance, students will attend plays in London, write reviews, participate in seminars, and keep a journal of their theater-going experiences. Meantime, Dr. Nicol is teaching 2 courses, a special topics course on Literary London and a 18th century British literature course. Both courses will incorporate field trips to London landmarks such as St. Paul's Cathedral, Bloomsbury, the British Museum, and Westminster Abbey, making literature come alive for the students. And for more on this story, check out today.mon.ca.
And finally this week, a book of hockey poetry by a Grenfell English professor will be launched next week at the Newfoundland and Labrador Hockey Hall of Fame, which is located in the Pepsi Center in Cornerbrook. Dr. Randall Meg's collection of poetry is titled Night Work, The Sawchuck Poems. It focuses on the complex personality of Terry Sawchuck, following him through the triumph and failures of his 20-year NHL career. The launch will include a presentation by Dr. Meggs, as well as a short hockey film by Newfoundland filmmaker Justin Sims. Several of the Sawchuck poems refer to a Boston Bruins exhibition tour that brought Sawchuck to Cornerbrook. In fact, some Cornerbrook players are mentioned in a couple of poems. The Cornerbrook launch will take place at the Newfoundland and Labrador Hockey Hall of Fame on Tuesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. Refreshments will be served and a cash bar will be available.
Well, our show is starting to wind down for this week, but we still want to tell you about some of the events happening in our campuses in the week ahead.
Dr. Rita Tremblay, Dean of Arts and Professor for the Department of Political Science, will be presenting a lecture, Pakistan's Elections, Democracy at Last. The lecture takes place at 3:30 in room 2033 of the Science Building.
This weekend, Engineers Without Borders will be presenting Let's Rock Poverty, a 2-day musical festival. There is an all-age show on Friday, February the 22nd at 7:30 at the Majestic Theater. The festival continues at the Majestic on Saturday at 8:30 with a show restricted to legal drinking age. For more information, including who's playing, check out today.mon.ca.
The men's and women's Seahawks basketball teams will be ending their home season this weekend. The women take on St. FX at 6 o'clock on Friday at the Fieldhouse, and the men will follow at 8. They play again on Saturday morning.
Well, all are welcome to attend Family Arts Saturday at the Sir Wilfrid Grenfell Art Gallery this Saturday. Participants will be using all sorts of fun materials to make a painting you can touch and feel. There is no registration or cost. The event takes place from 1 to 4. The art gallery is located in the atrium of the Fine Arts Building at Grenfell College.
There will be a blood donor clinic on Monday, February 25th on the third floor of the University Center on the St. John's campus. Walk-ins are welcome. All donors must have identification with full name, signature, or photograph.
The Department of Philosophy Winter Colloquium takes place on Tuesday, February the 26th. Dr. P. Harris will present a talk entitled End Matters. The lecture takes place at 2 o'clock in room 1045 of the Arts and Administration Building.
Any student who is interested in studying, working, volunteering, or traveling abroad shouldn't miss an info session on Wednesday, February 27th between 10 and 3. Career Development and Experiential Learning and the Faculty of Arts will be showcasing programs and services from on and off campus that can help you go abroad. The event takes place on the third floor of the University Center.
And why do you do the things you do? Dr. Kelly Haddon, a registered psychologist, can help you figure it out. She's given a lecture on Thursday, February the 28th in Lecture Theater B of the Health Sciences Center about how people are different and how your personality can be your best asset. The talk begins at 7:30.
If you need some help spreading the word about your event, we can help.
Indeed, and it's easy too. Just log on to today.mon.ca and click on the Submit Your Event link on the right. Listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mon.ca.
Before we let you go this week, we're tipping our hats to CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record our show. Surf on over to www.mon.ca/CHMR or turn your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's to hear their great programming.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus.
Dave Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer.
If you have an idea for us, be sure to drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mon.ca.
Well, that's it for us for another week.
Thanks for making our news your news.
My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Be sure to tune in again next week.